How's that signature gathering going?
I think it's going pretty well. I think location, location, location is very important because, you know, you could put yourself in a position where you're just not going to get people that are either aware of what's going on or really want to spend the time to listen. Whereas I found a good spot where the owner of Poor Richards, who once ran for mayor a couple years ago, said, please, if you want to get signatures, please gain signatures outside my establishment, because he recognizes that the folks that patronize his establishment are mindful people, and majority of the people that came through were, you know, wanted to hear what the initiatives were all about, and most of them decided to sign if they hadn't already.
So what are some reactions or responses to your petition? That what sticks out in your mind, a specific response to somebody you've approached?
Well, there's been many good responses. I had one frustrating response. Well, a couple frustrating responses, but one that stuck out. But as far as the good responses is just folks just once you can go through all the language of an initiative. But once you say fracking, it's like that word, that buzzword that people are just like, oh, yeah, I don't want it. And you know, most people recognize the damage that fracking causes to our water and our environment. And they don't want to see that, you know, you just can't turn the clock back on the damage is done to the water and air and soil. So I think most people recognize that. And it's a short-lived cycle. The boom-bust cycle of fracking is, you know, it's a short window, and it's not even worth it when it comes down to it. It's lining certain people's pockets. But, you know, we know that we can develop energy better sustainably without all this environmental damage that is being caused. And I think that's the way our, you know, nation and world should be moving toward sustainable structures. And we find that we can get the jobs that are, you know, that people keep talking about that we need within sustainable systems.
And were you going to talk about a negative or frustrating response?
Well, there was this frustrating response. I'm not sure if this person was like a hired thug or was just like a passerby. It kind of seemed like he was a hired thug, where, you know, just approached me and started questioning what my understanding was about the initiatives, what my understanding of fracking was, and basically, without really knowing much about me or much about my understanding of things, just said I was wrong, and that I, you know, a lot of the things I was speaking about were conspiratorial, and I was like, well, it seems like you have an agenda, and I just don't really want to engage with this conversation. But he stuck around, and something I'm really working on is just how to de-escalate a situation. Unfortunately, I had to walk away and not have the dialogue I think that is necessary. Like, I don't want to be a person that's creating a larger division amongst my fellow citizens. I want to, like, bridge any divides that we have, because we're not going to move forward in a constructive manner if we're trying to increase the divide that's, you know, that we see that are in our country, that certain either politicians or media is trying to widen. I feel personally that it's best to, you know, create bridges and have dialogue that's going to, like, at least get people to a recognition of, like, where people stand on things.